to Rise FM with Mr. Lou Langazelela, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, this evening, we're having a conversation on occupational hazards, because awukumsebenzi lungayi affect health yakho, and that is a reality. That is why some people go to early retirement, others resign. Labanye nje barealize sekuvele kuba affectile. Uve mundu athi, "Eish, I don't even enjoy going to work anymore." But the reality is, when you look for a job, when you go into a certain field, you need to consider what the occupational hazards are for being in that field so that you know the best way to take care of yourself. With the question of the evening being, if your employer recommended that you see a mental health specialist, would you go? You let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. Occupational hazards refer to risks present in a workplace that can cause illness, injury, or death to employees. These hazards can be categorized into physical, chemical, biological, ergonomical, and psychosocial factors. And understanding these hazards is crucial for implementing safety measures and preventing accidents. That is why some companies will even have ma wellness programs. It's because they know they are necessary in the interest of ensuring the staff members are healthy and they are able to also get assistance whenever they feel sekukhona la ngiqala kuaffecteka khona. Now, the physical hazards, these include risks like noise. Excessive noise can lead to hearing loss, stress, and reduced efficiency. Vibration. Exposure to vibration from machinery can cause musculoskeletal problems. And there's also chemical hazards. These involve exposure to harmful substances like dust, fumes, and vapors. Inhalation can cause respiratory problems, skin irritation, and other health issues. Toxic chemicals. Exposure to various chemicals can lead to poisoning, cancer, and other health problems. And then there's biological hazards. These include exposure to infections. Contact with blood, bodily fluids, or infectious agents can lead to diseases. Animal bites and stings. Exposure to animals or insects can cause bites or stings. And then the fourth one is ergonomic hazards. These relate to the design of the workplace and tasks. These can affect you through poor posture. Awkward positions can strain muscles and joints. Repetitive movements, repeated actions can cause repetitive strain injuries. Heavy lifting, improper lifting techniques can lead to back injuries. Then there's the psychosocial hazards. This one is the one that offends a lot of people, but the reality is ngendeka kusilomsebenzi lowendako unema psychosocial hazards. These include stress. High workloads, lack of control, and poor work relationships can lead to stress and mental health issues. Violence and harassment. Workplace violence and harassment can cause physical and emotional harm. Burnout, long-term stress, and overwork can lead to burnout and reduced performance. So you see why, Ngithi, you need to understand your occupational hazards so that when mhlambe your superiors recommend ukuthi, you know, in the interests of your well-being, sicela ukuthi consider wellness, do seek professional help with mental health specialists from time to time to take care of yourself, because we are aware. Ngoba thina nje immediately umuntu akhuluma ngema mental health specialist, you get offended. Usho ukuthi ngiyahlanya or khona into lengiyendile. But the reality is, sometimes it's coming from a place of irreality yalo msebenzi lo lesiwendako ukuthi thina siaffecteka ngaleti ndlela lethi. So you cannot overlook your mental health kule role lena lo idlalako. We understand. So let me know, would you go, would you not? Or are you that person who says, "Hey, mine Fezile, I prefer to take care of everything through spirituality. I would rather go and seek help spiritually if I feel I'm not doing okay or my work is now affecting me." You let me know on the station's Facebook page. But the question of the evening is, if your employer recommended that you see a mental health specialist, would you go? Rise FM with Rihanna Unfaithful, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, I asked on the station's Facebook page, Raz FM 943, Gutsi, if your employer recommended that you see a mental health specialist, would you go? And this is what you had to say. BJ Bila, she or he will be insulting me, Pela. Instead, I will take the law. I'll take action with the law for you. But now the reality is, sometimes it's not because you have done anything wrong. It's the reality of iruliako. You need to take care of that. I don't want to wait until ngibona sobane mental breakdown, because bandu bayawa emsebenzini. People are collapsing and dying in the workplace. Some are resigning because of such things. Now, Jenny Vilifa Utsi, on his behalf, Kevin Dakamanzini Utsi, yes, Sabelum Sutoka Kabis Utsi, Ntambuta Kala Gutsi Guza Utsi, Angiobona Togo Telain, Loiboni, Legi Miling Ekogashe, Prince Mnis Utshause, Kona in Lo Bona Gunga Hambiga, Selain Slogam, or Ang Sendi Donalam 17. Stellum Tongo Utsi, yes, I would go see a mental health specialist just for my employer to gain trust and confidence in me and to show respect for them. Stellum Tongo Gapoguin, Emily Trust. Hi, Stello. Peggy Truman Mukon Uts, a big yes. Mildred Makubela Uts, I'll definitely go. What if it's affecting my job? I can't deliver because I'm going through so much and I'm not aware. Muzuvu Gile Gladwell Utsi, never. J Lo Koza Utsi, I will think twice before I do that. Harold Rex Lawson Utsi, he or she or management would have to give me an insight or reasons why I need to. Nonhle Portia Mangwe Lamin Utsi, yes, I would go. I love that at least most people would be open to going, because the reality is not many people believe in therapy. You know, there are people who believe, Wutsi, you know, when I am faced with challenges that are straining my mental health, I just pray, nyazi, langtandaze, and pray about it. But in the corporate space, that is a different environment. Usebenda ngebandu, sometimes you're dealing with different characters. Sometimes utologutsu, you are being exposed to things that will definitely affect your mental health over time. So now they need to be honest with you, Gutsi. Lomseben lona in reality, Gutsi, you are going to have to see a mental health specialist. Mhlambe because bakhona labake ba resign aseba affectekile, mhlambe bakhona mhlambe labake bawa. You will never know. Before you ngendeka kutsi kunala bawa. They were doing the very same role. They had the same responsibilities that we've given to you. Ne position lena lunai. But some bonasa collapse alam 17. And we realized we need to push lendo e wellness and encourage people to take care of themselves in the way that is needed. As far as irul labaisa lago. So we shouldn't be offended when, you know, it comes from our employer. If anything, it says your employer cares, because lomunye umuntu can just allow you to fall apart as you're not performing, and on those grounds, I'm terminating employment, and they move on nemuntu who they feel Gutsi will do better than you. But if they are the ones that are recommending, Gutsi, we need for you to take care of yourself, because we are aware Gutsi lomsebenzi lo usebenzako requires you to be at the utmost best in terms of your mental, emotional, and physical health, then I would certainly also take that advice to say they have confidence in me and they are not going to allow certain things to affect my performance and rule it out as dereliction of duties or me just not being capable. So they would rather vele ba advise, we'll see, this is what we think will assist you.